Because the word motherfucker is a noun. It describes a person, place, or thing.
It's the motherfucking pie. Crew members, what up, what's up, what's am, it's your boy Beanie Man, a.k.a. Mr. Headquarters. You already know what it is. It's the motherfucking podcast, straight to my left, as usual, to my right, as usual. My motherfucking co-host of the motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is. It's EJ, the motherfucking DJ.
Yes, sir. Look like your equilibrium is just all the way off today.
Hey, man, I'm drinking right on the motherfucking. I'm drinking on that motherfucking juice, you heard me?
No, it's the motherfucking mule that he drinking on, ladies and gentlemen. And it's got his equilibrium all the way off. He don't know what is right from his left.
Welcome back, people. Welcome back to another episode of the motherfucking podcast. Our first episode together in 2024. We had some technical difficulties where we lost a couple of episodes up in there, but that's all right. We back in this bitch, you know what I'm saying, as usual. Straight out the 504, the West Bank to be specific. As well as my dog, representing the 225 and the 985, EJ the DJ, representing Homer by way of Donaldsonville.
Respectively.
Shout out to all our Louisianians out there. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to our day ones out there. Shout out to all the teachers out there. Shout out to all the freaky teachers. Shout out to all the cooks out there.
Pause, man. Pause.
Shout out
pause.
To all.
Pause.
Pause what?
Pause.
Teachers man. Be freaky as hell. Shit.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to all our freaky military people out there, man. You know who
come on,
is.
Man.
Man, they got some freaky-ass women in the military. Telling you.
I'm not saying that. I'm not commenting on this shit.
Shout out to our men and women in the service, you heard?
I'm not commenting.
If you know, you know. Shout out to everybody,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, the Navy women will ask what a god.
Man, shout out to the Air Force woman. Shit. That's the best woman in the service.
The Navy women, dog.
Shout out to our Air Force women out there, man.
The Navy women, dog. The Air Force was as cool as fuck. The Navy women, dog.
I'm just saying. Anyway. What up? What's going on with you, EJ, man?
You brought it up.
What's going on with you? I mean, what you want to know?
We ain't divert the Navy women.
I can get you some stories now. What you want to know?
The Navy women, dog. That's all.
I got no. No, I got one Navy chick story. I mean, what you want to know?
Hey, all I'm saying is I've had my share of the military.
I had one Navy chick, boy. She, you know what I'm saying? She. It's something about a woman that like another woman that, you know what I'm saying?
It's
just kind of
that water. It's something about that water.
That's well, it definitely do a lot of splashing. You know what I'm saying?
Something under that water, dog. It's something.
You know what I'm saying?
Water. You been out there water long.
Shout out to all our service women out there, man. Shout out to all the ladies out there. Shout out to the ladies.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
fresh from the ocean. Oh yeah. It's old.
Shout out to the women out there. EJ, you stupid, man. Look, you about to get us in trouble. Look, shout out to everybody.
Hey, I'm married. I can say all
new episode. All right, now.
I had my fair share. I'm just saying.
My hands is tied.
I've had my fair share before I got married.
Okay. I hear you.
That's the thing. I had my fair share.
Shout out to the crew members, man. Shout out to the crew Marine members out there.
Marine chicks.
Make sure y'all hit the subscribe button. Make sure y'all comment on this episode as well as others. Make sure you check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and subscribe to all our platforms, all right? So with that being said, this new episode we got out here, man, look, there's a lot to talk about. a lot to talk about in the black in the black community right now. There's a lot of things going on. First thing first, man. Let's get some of the sentimental shit out the way first.
Before we do, man, that don't get it twisted, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Boss Man has been in the lab, even if he has not been in the lab. He's been in the lab in that big ass head of his. So he's got some ideas that's gonna be on the forefront soon as well, too. So stay tuned for that.
Right. Facts. Appreciate that. First thing first, that's the first thing that I want to get out of there and get out there that everybody's been talking about is the bridge collapse over there in Baltimore.
Yes. Shout out to all the people in Baltimore, man.
Tim, what was your thoughts about? Because if those who haven't been in the know, there was a container ship, big giant container ship that ran into a Baltimore bridge. I forgot the name of the river that it goes over, but pretty much a giant tanker ship lost power and ran into a bridge, knocking out a lot of commerce, a lot of business, people daily commutes and shit like that. What were your thoughts in regards to this shit, EJ?
My first immediate response when I actually saw it that morning, I was on my way to work, and they was showing it on TV, of course, on the news. My first immediate thought was just shock. My fear actually came to fruition, because from what we gathered, there were some people that were on the bridge. Not a lot of people, but there were some people that were on that bridge traveling and pretty much trying to get to their destinations. They use that bridge daily. That bridge has been in use like daily. It's not no time or period where people don't use that bridge, ladies and gentlemen. We talking about the Baltimore area. People use that bridge. Shout out to the families that lost loved ones on that bridge, man.
Right. Rest in peace to those, and peace, condolences to the families. No doubt.
It was
the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Yeah, it was a shock, man. It was definitely a shock to see that the bridge that can just collapse just like that. People want to call it was restructural damage. Oh no, that bridge, the way it's constructed, you have to hit it in a certain spot in order for it to collapse like that. And that's exactly what that ship did. It really just hit it in a certain spot and everything just collapsed.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore is a predominantly black city. So it definitely one black community that hurts is all of us are hurting. So our support out there to Baltimore, and all the people out there that was involved. I believe that there was some construction workers that was on the bridge when it collapsed as well. So some of those people lost their life as well. So shout out to those people. But yeah, man, it's some shit with it. I have my theories and things like that going on with it. But I'll save that for another time. But for now, rest in peace for the people that was involved.
Yes.
Maybe on the next episode, we'll talk in depth of our thoughts and what we think is going on. Unless you want to talk about that now, unless you have some thoughts on it, we'll move on.
We'll save it for another episode.
All right.
But it's just a matter of sharing our condolences out there to Baltimore.
Yeah. No doubt.
We do have some listeners out there in Baltimore, so we shout out to them and thank y'all for tuning in. We feel for y'all, man. Shout out to the lost loved ones. We're praying for y'all right now.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Moving on to other news. The presidential elections.
Hell.
This has been a 2024 in general has been an interesting year.
Yeah.
In pop culture alone, there's been some weird things going on. You've had the situation with Diddy and his allegations.
We'll get to that later. We'll get to that later, ladies and gentlemen. We will get
50
to that
Cent and involving himself as well. If we're talking about a pure celebrity scale, is there has been the sport. Well, yeah, we've been having a lot of things going on. That's one of it. We also been having situations, like we said, about the Baltimore Bridge collapse. In Louisiana, we've been having our own situations as well. Locally, we've had the new gun law changes where now people can, in the summertime, officially walk around with open weapons and on their hip side if they choose to. You can have a gun on you without a permit, minus select few places. So it's kind of still in place a little bit, but I mean, you can't walk into bars, you can't go to schools, you can't go to public events such as Mardi Gras or a parade or something like that.
Around outside.
But you can still have it on you. Yeah, you can still have it on you in the public places like the store or the library or whatever. So, yeah, man, I mean, 2024 has kind of brought in a few things. I kind of want to talk about 2023 a little bit too. How did you feel about the year 2023 in whole as a from a history standpoint? Because we have a few other things going on in the world too. We got Israel against Palestine. We got Russia against Ukraine. We have the civil war going on in Haiti. So there's a lot of uncertainty going on in other countries.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about the year 2023 as in general?
You know, I don't really like to look back on certain things, but if I had to sum it up in one word, what the year 2023 was like, I would have to say rough.
Really rough.
Rough.
Tell me why.
Mainly it's just how the year kind of started, and it seemed just long, drawn out. For me and my personal side, it seemed kind of rough as well, too, trying to get somewhere and get to the direction that we need to. Shining light, however, was that my wife was able to graduate, ending the year out on a bang with her second bachelor's degree.
Shout out to Kels.
Shout out to Kels, first lady. Able to get her bachelor's degree in culinary, being a pastry chef, and she also has her new page opening up on Instagram where she be posting some of the meals she's been cooking on a day-to-day basis, putting up content. So she's got something in the works for y'all, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned for that. So I would say that's one shining light upon 2023 in my view. But I would say overall, just because of the stuff that had been going on, everything as far as like politics wise, political wise, world wise, I would say the year, in my view, has been rough.
Okay. Well, the reason why I asked about the political standpoint and how it compared to 2023 is because, as you know, not only is 2024 a leap year, but it's also the presidential year. So yep, we're here in America, we will be voting in a new president. Whether that would be Biden's second term or will be Trump's second terms. So either way it goes, it's going to be one of these two main parties' second term as president. As early as last month, Trump and Biden won retrospectively the Republican and Democratic nominations, right? Before I get into my main point, tell me how you feel about knowing the fact that now our best two, at least the biggest two options available, is Trump and Biden. How do you feel about that? Give me an honest opinion. Come on, come with it.
Honestly, I'm looking at this from this perspective. America, just for once, can we just be by ourselves?
What do you mean?
Can we just be by ourselves? I mean, for the most part, I will say Biden did an okay job. I'll say that. He did an okay job.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily great. Not necessarily bad neither, but he did okay. Everybody knows when Trump was in office, Trump was just, there's no need to talk about that. That was 4 years ago. No need to talk about that. At this point, I mean, I'm under the impression, just can we just be by ourselves? It's time for America to have a different fresh view. Somebody that's willing to just take care of home in general rather than take care of somebody else. Make sure their people, all people, make sure they're taken care of.
One of the things that I don't know, man, it's funny because I look at Biden and I'm like, look at this old, pasty, crusty, cream cheese looking ass motherfucker.
He ain't gonna make it. How old is Biden right
and
now?
And I say that respectfully.
We say that respectively, but hey, I'm taking a page. Like, dog, it's his neck don't look healthy. Biden's neck don't
fuck
look healthy.
His neck, man, that nigga face. Now Joe Biden is what, 80?
Yeah.
What is he, like 80 something?
And I'm gonna tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, that office will wear you out.
Joe Biden is 81 years old, and he turns 82 at the end of the year.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at how that office ages people, man. You look at former President Barack Obama when he was under the regime, when he was under presidency, how
right.
young he looked first going in.
Right.
You take him after the president, after his 8-year term,
mm-hmm.
and look at him now. That office stresses you out because you're dealing with so many different personalities and different political views. You're dealing mm-hmm. with a lot of politics, and it is a stressful, stressful job.
I look at the position and I can't help but think this nigga Biden, imagine, now I've never been 81 years old myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I can't speak on that age. I'm 39. I can't speak on it for Biden himself, right?
I can't.
Only thing I can go by is what I've seen from other 81 year olds.
Right.
And what I've seen from other 81-year-olds is normally them motherfuckers be napping. So that's for damn sure. Me at 39, I know I be taking naps. And them motherfuckers at 81 be napping half the fucking day. You know what I'm saying? So
they
like,
get some good sleep.
These motherfuckers, look, let's keep it 100, man. Like being a president at 81, like come on, bro. We don't need any more old presidents past the age of 75.
Like an old TV show that's featured a president said on his clip, I'm the leader of a free world.
If you are past the age of 75, move the fuck over. Get the fuck out the way.
And look, go take your ass a nap.
It's all good and all that. I get it. You got life experiences. You got all these different connections and shit like that. You know a lot of fucking people. That's cool. That's all right. But when you start hitting the age of 75 and up and 80 and up, your ass is old, nigga. Half the day, you just sitting there just reminiscing about shit.
In the rocket ship.
Drinking lemonade and shit.
Drinking
lemonade.
In the rocket.
You ain't thinking about the free world.
So let me ask you this then. So if that's the case,
you're lucky if you even get an erection.
Oh my goodness.
Like, you ain't thinking about that shit. You ain't worrying about shit as an 81-year-old man. You worrying about a motherfucker. You worrying about whether or not you falling down or not down. You worrying about whether or not you didn't. Damn, did I shit myself?
Yeah. He got loose bowel prison syndrome.
Oh, shit.
He didn't take his medicine.
What the hell did I? Damn, I knew I should have ate that shit. That shit got my stomach hurt.
Are you worried about that? You worried about the global economy? And you ain't
worried about
damn medicine.
Domestic policies.
You ain't worried about
infrastructure. You ain't worried about the things that is important.
You trying to get sleep. All the sleep you
get. Damn, did I take a piss today?
Nope. You sure didn't.
Papa. Shit.
You sure did, Papa. You sure did, Papa.
Like, obviously I'm being funny here, but still, man, come on. Now. But 81 years old is too goddamn old. We need to have some prerequisites for age limits old you should be president.
Hold on, in my opinion. Hold on. Now, good. I'm glad you brought that up because I was about to segue into that. So, right. By you saying all that,
yep.
What should be your age limit?
I told you, 75. If you are older than 75, you cannot run for president.
Okay, so what's your ideal age for a president, I should say?
Honestly, I would say probably 65. I would say 65. 65 is considered a retirement age, right? And then when you draw Social Security,
if they didn't push it back yet,
isn't that the age when you draw Social Security?
I mean, if they didn't push it back a couple of more years, yeah,
they haven't done it officially. Federally, it's still 65.
Haven't done it yet, so
federally, 65 is the legal age that you can start drawing retirement / Social Security. So therefore, in my opinion, you should not be fucking leading the free world at president past the age of 65. Fuck no.
Did they up it though?
No, they didn't up it. No, they have not.
No. They have not. So 65 no. So 65, you retired. Federally, you're considered retired.
65, you can retire at 65, yes.
Okay.
And then start withdrawing retirement or Social Security.
Right.
So in my opinion, your ass should not be fucking president past the age of 65.
Okay, so 65, that gives him four terms. So if he's 65, by his first
Look
term,
at Obama. Obama went into office in his, what, mid-40s? Came out in his early 50s?
Came out looking like his damn near 70, though. That's what I'm saying. That office will do something to you. Now, that office will age real quick.
Now, you mentioned some things. You said Biden did some good things. Tell me about some of the things that you think that Biden did good that you can think of off the top of your head. As he's been president so far.
Well, I would say he's done some things. He's trying to get some things in the works. I can't really. I don't really focus on politics, but from the most part, I mean, one good thing about it is he's been trying to get people to basically relieve themselves of education debt. And what I mean by that is he's basically like a debt relief program that he's put out there to where you
can student loans.
Student loans, correct.
Yeah.
So he's trying to relieve some of that. I mean, I would say that's a plus in itself. People got student loans out the wazoo, trying to get those, trying to shape back from those. So I would say, yeah, that's really like, you know, a good aspect of it, trying to basically get everybody cleared up so they can go ahead and start their lives and everything with a fresh start. Other than that, that's about the only thing I could think of. I honestly don't follow politics that much. It's just when I do hear some things about some things, it's usually either mostly good or it's mostly bad. Now, bad is, I would say that he's mainly focusing on other countries than rather taking care of home.
Right. So the only
take care of home first. Take care of the home
only,
first.
The only pushback I would give to you in regards to that is that as far as for Biden, I want to say that he's tell me again what you said. You think he can he did what again? Good.
I mean, we're student loans. Yeah, student loan relief.
So I can't count that as a win for him because of the fact that, for one, he hasn't done it for everybody.
No.
Number two, he implemented it a couple times and it got kicked back, right?
Right.
It got I think Senate, the House or something like that pushed it back, and he wasn't able to push that forward. So I can't count that as a full victory on his part because he hasn't really followed through all the way. So I can't really count that part, but I hear what you're saying. At least he's trying, right?
He's trying to do something for people.
I get it.
But in a sense, you got to look at it this way. People nowadays really know that the president really doesn't run the country. It's Congress. So in a sense, he's fighting Congress in order, like you said, to get this bill law and passed and everything else like that. But at least I could say that he is trying. He's really trying to do some good. Now, if he was just doing nothing, then that's one thing, ladies and gentlemen. But at least he's making an effort to try to at least like get some laws passed to where they can actually do some good. But like I said, the main thing about it is if you're president, man, if you the leader of any country, take care of home first. I understand you're trying to help out as many people as you can, but take care of home first.
You know, it's funny. If you look on the website for the White House, it'll tell you the list of accomplishments that Biden has done for the American people so far. So let's go through them real quick.
Yep.
You tell me, is this a plus in your opinion? Now, obviously, this is... We don't have no facts based off of this. We're just going based off of opinion and what it feels like.
That's fine.
From the Black American perspective, you know, as a middle class families. So,
okay.
Number one is lowering costs of families' everyday expenses.
Lowering cost?
For everyday expenses for families.
I can't tell. Milk high as fuck.
I'm about to say, right off the bat, they fucking up because I'm looking at the price of eggs. I'm looking at the price of fish.
Chalk that up as a loss.
I'm looking at the price of crawfish.
Chalk it up as a loss, minus. That's a loss right there. That's a minus.
Everyday inflation has killed us.
Inflation has killed us. Hey, but hey, one thing about it, president or no president, it's gonna go up.
Right, and that was going to be my next point. Now, obviously, as president, you can't say, hey, or you're the main reason why. No. I can't say all that, but he does have an effect on it. Yes. Now, when Biden came into office, he definitely started taxing everybody out the ass. And now on top of that, he also gave a tons, millions, billions of dollars to Ukraine and also to Israel to fight,
like I said,
other wars
first
offshore, not on homeland. So there's a lot of money that needs to be spent back here in the States. So I can't really give him now. You know what I'm saying? I can't give him now. That's a fucking, that's a lie.
As I say, I can't tell. So, hey, that's number two right there. What's up?
More people are working more people are working than at any point in American history. That's a tough one.
It's kind of an in-between.
Yeah.
It's kind of an in-between. I want to give them a plus, but I can't give them a minus because people are still working. They just working for themselves.
Yeah.
They found a way to work for themselves. That's what it is.
Exactly. There's been more entrepreneurs created in any history in the past 5 to 10 years, I believe. Especially in the Black community.
Correct.
Is there more jobs out there? I believe there is more jobs created.
There are more jobs created.
But on the same spectrum, there's still a lot of jobs out there that need to be filled. So I don't know. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of jobs openings that we see right now, especially in Jefferson Parish. I see nothing but teachers. They need teachers everywhere. They need people that do normal jobs like plumbing, mechanics.
But the thing about it is like we
shit
said,
like that.
But the thing about it is, like we said, there are more jobs available, but the reason why people are not taking those jobs is because of the fact people are working. They're just working for themselves.
Yeah, and trade jobs.
They're working for themselves, and they're making more than what the actual job actually requires you, even though it's still good money. It's the fact that I'm getting paid more. So to look at an economical standpoint. So
we need more trade jobs, Phil.
Yeah, I would say I'll give it a neutral. I'll give it a neutral. He's in a neutral with that one.
That's a push. That's an EJ push.
That's it.
And I'm going to join you on that one.
That's a push.
All right. Number three, making more in America. I guess that means making more money. That kind of goes with inflation. I don't really count that. So that's a push to me. Rescue number four, rescue the economy and change the course of the pandemic. I can't give him that one either because of the fact that the economy had nowhere else to go but up at coming out the pandemic. I mean, like, if it would have got worse, like, then you know some shit was going on.
The way I look at it is this: he could have very easily made that shit go all the way down, but he kept it forward.
All right.
He kept
number
it forward.
Five.
So I give him a plus on that one. I give him a plus.
All right. You can give him a plus on that one. Number five, rebuilding our infrastructure.
It still needs rebuilding.
America as a whole is outdated.
It still needs rebuilding.
Compared to other up-and-coming countries that are thriving, that are being innovative with their technology, America, in my opinion, is not leading the world. It's up there. It's still in the running as the top, but it ain't in the front runners. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm gonna say this though.
In important pieces.
I don't know when it's gonna. I can't really honestly say what president is gonna push that into the forefront. I can't really say what president because it's behind times.
I'll look at this.
Trying to catch up.
Look at the train system in America. Mm-hmm. It's old and outdated. Mm-hmm. It's old locomotives using old gas, diesel fuel. If I remember right,
yeah.
Don't quote me on that. I don't remember what they're using it for. I can't remember if they're using diesel or coal or whatever. But I know trains for certain is definitely an old model, back from over 100 years ago. So America is behind on that. I mean, you look at the Asians who are using high-speed trains. The Europeans are using monorails and subway systems to kind of power their countries. The America is definitely behind when it comes to the transportation spectrum.
A few cities have it, but not a lot of them do.
Correct. The big cities do. But everywhere else in between is falling by the wayside.
Right.
Places like New York, Chicago, Detroit, Vegas doesn't have
Vegas using the monorail system is what you would refer to. Vegas uses
that's right. You're right. You're right. They do use monorail. I forgot about that.
I was out there. My bucket list was complete on that. I was out there.
But hey, look, places like Louisiana,
series.
Places like Louisiana had a chance. Places like Louisiana had a chance to have a high-speed rail monorail system between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. But, you know, about 10 years ago when we had Bobby Jindal in as our governor, shot that shit down. We had a chance for that. So we had a chance a while ago. But, so certain cities are definitely hurting because of conservative spending. I like conservatism to a degree, but sometimes it does hurt the progression of the country on certain aspects, and one of them is in the transportation realm. Next up, number six, historic expansion of benefits and services for toxic exposed veterans. I can't speak on this because I've never had that situation where I was exposed to toxic waste while on deployments. But I can't speak on how the government treats their veterans once they are no longer in the service. You're just another number. You're just another number. So I can definitely believe that the federal government does not take care of veterans like they should once they get out. Once you get out, they don't give a fuck about you. Now, once you're in, they will take care of you. They will coddle you. They will burp you. They'll feed you. They'll do everything. But once you get out, out the military, you're on your own.
That's old. That's
it. You're on your own. And if you ain't ready to be on your own while you're in the military on your way out, you got a long way to go. So, but that's all I had to say. That's a quick little insight into the Biden-Harris administration.
Like I said, not everything that he did, I can't say about Biden is he did some good. All of it seems bad, but he did some good. Now, some good is pretty much not a lot. It leaves a lot more to be desired.
Right.
But I will say this. He's definitely out there trying in his 70-year-old ass. He's definitely he's out there trying to move.
As far as for Trump, during his 4 years, Trump brought in a economic boom. There was a boom amongst multi-platforms, whether it was a white man, black man, Asian man. The economy was booming. You can't deny that part. Now, can we count into factor why it was booming? I mean, there was a lot of different factors. There was more jobs created around that in those 4 years before the pandemic. There was the cryptocurrency boom. There was the tech boom. There was a lot of things going on that kind of helped grow jobs in America around that time. Things kind of halted right during the tail end of Trump's administration, right before the pandemic. Now, moving into the next topic, the pandemic. His response to the pandemic was really fucking poor. if he were to become president again and there was another pandemic, it would be kind of hard pressed to find multiple people to say that he would do a great job at that. So speaking of jobs, his dedication to bringing jobs back to America. That was another thing that was kind of like brought on by Trump, that said that he's going to make America first and all these other different slogans he was throwing in there and shit. Mm-hmm. Saying that he's going to bring in more jobs, which to his detriment, he has done that to a certain level during his 4 years. He did tax more companies if you did leave America to go off to other countries to, you know, for cheaper labor. So, yes, that was one small thing that he did do well. The insurrection on his way out, which was a black eye on American history. It's kind of hard pressed to talk about anything else when you talk about the Trump administration and then you talk about the lack of, I don't even know how to put it, the lack of awareness to talk to your people, your constituents, the right way to have them stand down in a peaceful manner when things are getting crazy. It's particularly his aggression towards his vice president at the time, Mike Pence, who he pretty much was bringing on and said, "Hey, yo, fuck that nigga." And
the thing about with the Trump administration was this, like, if you look at it as a whole, Trump's thing was, we all knew that Congress was running the show. The president was just the face. Now, what Trump's mindset was, y'all gonna make me the face? Then I'm gonna be running the show. I've had millions before all this.
Yeah.
So in a sense, he was looking like, hey, I really don't need y'all. I could use you, but I don't need you. So it's a sense of dictatorship, if you will. He wants it to be a dictatorship when he's in office. I'm the first man you go to, and it starts and ends with me.
Well, the one thing that you can say with Trump, though, is this also versus Biden. He put money in people's pockets, or he at least helped industries get money back in their pockets. He did sign a surplus to help the middle class get tax breaks. Now, people will talk about the stimulus packages. I don't really count that because that was kind of an unprecedented time because he wasn't the only person that did it. I believe President Bush had thought about it at one point. Obama did the first stimulus. Trump pretty much passed on the same tradition.
Yeah. He took it to another level.
So he wasn't the first. The economy was also already booming on its way up.
Right.
The economy was already booming when Obama was in office. Right, so it was kind of like a continuation of
What ended up happening was that Bush thought about it but could never get a good push on it. Like, he could never get a grip of how he wanted to set up. Obama came back with the idea and tried to get it set up. I think it just didn't get passed through. But like you said, something the economy was already up. So it was like there was no need for it.
During Bush?
No, during Obama, I think it was.
Oh, during Obama. Okay.
Yeah, I think it was during Obama. I could be wrong, but that's how the way they looked at it. Now, the thing about Trump was, with the pandemic hit, basically Trump used this as advantage to saying, look, at this point, we ain't got no choice.
Yeah.
We're backed into a corner. People still need to work. But the problem is we can't because of this pandemic. So how do we take care of our people? Give them a stimulus check.
Well.
And I think at that point, I want to say unemployment was at an all-time high with their money, the way they was pouring into it. Unemployment was at an all-time high.
You talking about during Obama?
Not during Obama. Unemployment, I think, was at an all-time high on the course of the pandemic.
Right.
Around pretty much in the midway of the pandemic, unemployment was high as hell.
Yeah. Well, unemployment was low during Obama and Trump.
It was.
But
during that pandemic, I think it was high.
Well, yeah. Some people kept their jobs because a lot of jobs were remote, or turned into remote places. But I don't remember what the job statistics looked like during the pandemic. I know a lot of people ended up doing remote work. It kind of stayed that way, particularly in the school systems. A lot of kids stay home. A lot of teachers stay at home. They taught from home. Everybody was in the house. You know what I'm saying? So I don't remember that, how that was. If y'all remember vaguely in the comment section, let us know. But I feel like this, between Trump and Obama, I mean, Trump and Biden, there was a lot of different things that you can kind of harp on. I mean, if you look at Biden, Biden has been, I mean, he's been holding on to the certain things that if you're a liberal, you would love. He's held on reform for certain things as far as Israel. Mm-hmm. He's backed Israel. He's pro-Israel. He's back the LGBT alphabet community. I don't want to say it wrong.
The LGBTQ community.
He's back the Asian community, with the pro pro-Asian bill that kind of, you know, reflects on, you know, keeping violence away against Asians. He didn't do that for the black community. We got Juneteenth out of it. That's about it.
That was about it.
As an official holiday, official federal holiday. We got higher taxes. We sent more money away over to Ukraine during a war that we are not involved in directly. We sent over millions of dollars also as well to Israel in a war that we're also not involved with directly.
Take care of home first, Biden. You got to take care of home first.
Our infrastructure, in my opinion, I will say this. There has during his administration, there has been the most construction going on in the history throughout the country as a whole. That is true.
Yeah.
Now, it depends on what that construction is going towards. I don't know if that's going towards infrastructure. Is that just going towards new buildings? What is going towards? But there has been a whole bunch of new projects being
construction businesses based. Has been booming.
Oh, absolutely.
Business has been booming. So we can absolutely say that.
So if you're in the construction business, your job is secure. You're making money.
Your job is good.
You're doing good. Money. Yeah. But overall, it's kind of hard pressed to kind of say that Biden's doing a great job. Now was Trump?
I never said he's doing a great. I never said he was doing a great job.
Was Trump an angel? Fuck no. I just told you.
No.
During
hell
the pandemic,
no.
His response sucked. His conversation and dialogue towards finding a potential cure for COVID was.
I think it's safe to say this.
He said some racist shit. Yes.
Right.
But borderline racist.
I think it's safe to say this though, about Trump and about Biden. I don't mean to put it this way, but in this sense, it's the absolute truth. We just ultimately agreed. Ain't none of these motherfuckers is angels.
No.
But who would you rather go with?
Well, see, that kind of goes into my next conversation. My next topic. What's up?
No, let me finish. But here's the thing. We both now, after 4 years each apiece of these two presidents, we both know these devils.
Mm.
So it's not a go with the devil you know, then the devil you don't. My thing about these two presidents is neither one of them are angels. Now, I'm not going to consider them devils. But at the same time, it's like we kind of use that old phrase when Biden and Trump first ran against each other. Would you rather go with the devil you know or the devil you don't? But in this case, neither one of them is angels.
And you know about both of them.
We know about both of them. Now, they've already considered Trump to be damn near the reincarnation. Or the Antichrist already. So with Biden, it's like he's no angel himself. But at the same time, it's like we know both of them now. So now it comes to a point of who do you rather go for?
Right. Well, that kind of brings in the case for third parties. And I've always said it. I've said it for a while now that America needs a true, legitimate third party choice. And we don't have one. But
we never had a third party choice. I don't think we never had a third party choice
no,
in
we
the
have.
History.
We have. Going back into the 1800s, 17 and 1800s, there were different parties. There was the Whig Party. There was other different parties. That the Democratic Party was split into two. You got me there. You got me on the spot. I don't remember all these motherfucking different parties that they had.
Right.
I know that they had the motherfuckers.
For the most part, it's been Republican and Democrat from as far as like correct. Our time wise. Like correct. I'm saying, for our timeline, from where we're 39 years old. So from the time that we was born to the time growing up, it was always considered Democrat, Republican, Democrat, Republican, Republican,
and I say
Republican,
this.
Democrat, Democrat.
And I say this. Don't vote on what you're used to hearing because of based off of affiliations. Oh, I was in the Republican Party. Oh, I was in the Democratic. Oh, I grew up this way. I grew up that way. No. Right. Put in the factors of the fact that who is the better choice of the two? I'm not going to tell you who to vote for because we can't tell you who to vote for here on YouTube. But all I can do is show you the facts and point you in the right direction of who you think should be the best option. Now, I will say this. There's also third-party options. We talked about it. You have Robert Kennedy. Robert Kennedy Jr. Am I saying that right? John, it's Robert John Kennedy Jr. is running for third party. You also have Dr. Cornel West is also running as president. You have I think Jill Stein is one lady that's been running. You have other options out there. Now, are they legitimate choices that's gonna win? Probably not. But that's the problem. That's the problem. The mainstream media does not even give these other candidates attention. They don't give you a chance to do a deep dive. You have to do your own homework on this. So really and truly, if you really want to see who's the best candidate, you kind of got to do your homework. And as for the most part, as an American people, we don't do that shit. We rely on social media. We rely on influencers. We rely on endorsements. We rely on celebrities. We rely on too many other things that determine too many important things for us. We rely on everything but our own common knowledge and common sense.
Well, Democrat and Republican have had their hands in it for so long. It's like now they know what avenues to take in order to get their representative notice.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to the social media. They're going to the news outlets. They're going to the papers. They're going to this. They're going to that. They're going through the celebrities who hold influence.
Yeah. Well,
it's basically that's the only two people that we focus on. Now, like you said, could we give these other parties a chance for a political term? Yes, we could.
Well, here's the even bigger problem. During the primaries and shit like that, you can't even, some states, Louisiana is one of them, you can't even vote for independents on the primaries.
Mm-hmm.
There is no independent primary ticket. You either vote Democrat or Republican. You're forcing the American people to have to choose between the one gang or the other gang. Which affiliation are you proud of?
And the thing about it is, which brings up another perspective, which is voting in general. The reason why more people don't necessarily want to vote, even though it's a right that they know that it's earned and it's a privilege for us to vote. They just won't do it because the mindset is, ever since Bush got in office the way he did, that set the precedent for my vote.
Someone against Al Gore.
Right. That set the precedent for my vote does not matter. So why in the hell should I do it?
Well,
that's the mindset right now.
Your vote only matters depending on where you live at.
Correct.
In America. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. Your vote only matters to a certain degree depending on where you live at. Because if you live in certain areas, you only get so many electives towards the elective college, which I think the elective college is bullshit and it should be abolished itself. But on top of that, you only get so many choices. Each state only has so many delegates. Each state only has so many people that you can even select on the ballot. Right. Not everybody is even officially allowed to even be on the ballot. on every state. So I think it's just a dumb old tradition that they continue to carry on that should have been rearranged, readjusted a long time ago. If we're talking about figuring out who's going to be the final decision maker for the American people,
right?
But you got to also do the. But see, here's the other flip side of it: people got to do the fucking work on the other side. We got to do the due diligence and elect the right smaller offices and officials and shit like that. But, you know, you people said, don't pay attention to that shit. People don't pay attention to that. Mm-mm. It's a shame. But anyway, that's how I feel on it. You heard EJ the DJ thoughts on it. Let us know how y'all feel about it. Do y'all think it's time for a third party to officially be recognized and given a legitimate chance at becoming not only president, but also in smaller elections as well? Let us know what y'all thoughts is in the, let us know what y'all thoughts in the comment section below. EJ, do you have any final thoughts, my brother?
Final thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. I know 2023 was a travesty. Some people could look at it as that. Like I said, my view was 2023 was rough, but let's make 2024 the best we can ever do, guys. That's all it is. I've taken some new approaches into 2024. I've got a new lease on life that I'm looking forward to.
Well, shit, you selling cars? No, go ahead. I'm listening.
I'm looking at a new lease on life. I'm looking at some projects I'm looking forward to as well in the future, as well as Benny Man is. Let's make 2024 the best we can, guys. That's all I got.
Well, shit, we 4 months in this motherfucker. You better start making the right decisions out right away.
Exactly.
You ain't got that much time left. You only got 8 more months till this motherfucker is gone.
You got one life, but you got 8 months out of this motherfucker now. We already in
this year.
April. We already in April, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's going by fast.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? With that being said, that's our final thoughts on this motherfucking episode. We wanted to get in some dialogue about this retarded ass presidential election. This bullshit that they continuously force feed us in the general election and through the mass media. Don't always believe everything that you hear. Do some fucking research, you dumb motherfuckers. Do the research. Do the research. It's out there. A lot of information is out there for you to consume on your own. Do the fucking research. With that being said.
It's too much, goddammit.
With that being said.
I'm gonna cut it to my nap time.
Don't be like no old ass 81-year-old motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Do the fucking research. Get up off your ass.
My damn time, man.
You got a phone. You literally got a computer at your fingertips for most people and cell phones. Get your lazy ass up. Do the fucking research. Stop bitching and complaining on social media and actually do something about it. That's my 2 cents. With that being said, respect. Like a lot of the people in this general, in America in general, don't respect these general elections between these shitty ass Republicans and Democrats. We don't respect that bullshit. We want another fucking party. We respect more. With that being said, respect is like a VIP pass of credibility. That type of love is earned. Stay true to who you really are while recognizing your hustle and grind. It's the secret sauce and seasoning that nobody can duplicate. Show love, keep it real, and always stay true to your motherfucking self. With that being said, to my right, that's EJ, the motherfucking DJ. I'm your host, Beanie Man, a.k.a. Mr. Headquarters. You already know what it is. It's the motherfucking pot.